from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Governor Brian Kemp is set to sign the state's budget today. GPB Stephen Fowler reports on the final days of bill signing.
Kemp will go on a South Georgia swing, holding signing ceremonies in Cairo, Camilla, Valdosta, and Lake Park. One of those bills will be the budget for next fiscal year, starting July 1st. The record-setting $27.5 billion document includes a pay raise for teachers and other school officials. The budget also fully funds education for the second year in a row and sets aside $150 million to replace the state's voting machines. Governor Kemp has until Sunday to veto a bill, publicly sign it, or have it become law without his signature. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The minimum age to get married in Georgia is now 17. Governor Kemp signed new legislation aimed at ending child marriage this week. Under the law, a person must be at least 17 years old and emancipated in order to get married. They must also complete a premarital education course, and they cannot marry anyone more than 4 years older than themselves. The previous law allowed minors of 16 years of age to be married with parental consent. Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams says she's still considering running for president in 2020. Abrams answered yes when asked in an interview this week if she was still contemplating joining the crowded Democratic presidential field. Abrams has also been floated as a possible vice presidential pick, though she recently downplayed that idea, telling ABC that, quote, you don't run for second place. As health officials across the country continue to fight a growing measles outbreak, Clayton County is among the places that the disease might spread the quickest. That's according to a new study published in a medical journal this week. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Clayton County is home to Hartsfield-Jackson, the world's busiest airport and a hub for foreign travel, which is one of the major ways measles is spread. Around 300,000 passengers move through Atlanta's airport daily, including from five countries that have travel notices concerning measles. According to the AJC, the airport is one of 20 U.S. ports of entry with quarantine stations that are staffed with public health officers from the CDC. Since January, more than 750 measles cases have been confirmed in the U.S. At least six of those have been in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.